In Cleveland, Ohio, three young women are kidnapped and held hostage at the home of Ariel Castrell for a decade. On Monday, May 6th, one of those young women, named Amanda Berry, managed to break free from the home with the assistance of some neighbors. All three women were rescued and set free after years of horror and abuse. You may have already heard this on the evening news, but I'm about to tell you something you may not have heard. Good evening, Jacksonville. This is Elder Anderson from the Church of God, Seventh Day, in Mandarin. Now here's something you may not have heard on the evening news. Back in November 2004, a year after Amanda Berry disappeared, her mother appeared on the Montel Williams show. And she appeared to speak to a psychic to find out what happened to her daughter. Psychic Sylvia Brown has made a career of televised psychic readings, and she was on the Montel Williams show to talk with Luanna Miller, Amanda's mother. Well, what did the psychic have to say? Sylvia Brown informed Amanda's mother that her daughter was dead. That's right, dead. When Miller heard this, she broke down in tears on the show's set. "She's not alive, honey," the psychic told Amanda's mother. Amanda's mother seemed to believe what the psychic told her, and she died a year later from heart failure, died of a broken heart. Why did this tragedy on top of a tragedy happen? She lost hope, deceived by a psychic. It's not the first time that psychic Sylvia Brown and other psychics have come under fire. In 2003, psychic Sylvia Brown told the parents of missing teen Sean Hornbeck that their son was dead and his body could be found somewhere near two jagged boulders. Nearly 4 years later, Hornbeck was found alive, and psychic Sylvia Brown was widely criticized, and rightly so, for causing the family so much unnecessary grief. Brad Garrett, a former special agent with the FBI, an ABC News consultant, said that alleged tips from psychics rarely help solve a case. He says, as far as finding a victim, finding remains, finding evidence, or in any way helping to solve the case, it's never been my experience. So it's really a disservice to victims, he says. Lieutenant Dave Parker of the Anchorage, Alaska Police Department said, "We've never had a psychic lead that turns out to be correct." Did you hear that? We've never had a psychic lead that turns out to be correct. Psychics, palm readers, fortune tellers, clairvoyants, tarot card readers. You know, we have some right here in Jacksonville. Megan from Jacksonville writes on Insider Pages a glowing reveal, highly recommending a Jacksonville psychic. Listen to her. "I had never been to a psychic before and was not expecting much, but I have to say that I was pretty amazed. I also brought along a friend who has been to many psychics before, and she too was impressed and said," this particular psychic, "was the best she had ever been to. I think she only asked me one basic personal question at the beginning of the reading, and then she did the rest of the talking. Very specific, accurate, relevant information. Incredible." Well, let me share something with you tonight, Jacksonville. There are two types of psychics, and only two. There are outright frauds, what we might call tricksters. They read the face, sum up the character of the person, ask a few background questions to find out some information, and then they rely on their quick wits, their fast talking, their imagination. They're good at reading responses, facial movements, eye movements of the person they're reading, so they can figure out if they're going down the wrong path or not. Tricksters. And then there's another, more sinister brand of psychic. These psychics are on a different level. These psychics are able to relate facts about a person they've never even met. Things in their past that most people wouldn't even know about. Things about their personality that someone who just met them couldn't possibly know. How do they do it? Is this a God-given gift? Are they in communication with heaven? Or are they in communication with other beings in the spirit world? The Bible tells us that Christians are assigned guardian angels. Psalms 91:11 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" But the Bible speaks of another kind of spirit being, an evil spirit being. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, we read, "Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons." Did you hear that? There are beings that the Bible calls deceptive spirits. These spirits have teachings that come from demons. In other words, these demons are able to communicate or channel their teachings to humans. So you can see that demons are able to communicate with humans. If you, as a Christian, are assigned a guardian angel, isn't it reasonable to assume that evil spirits are also assigned to harass you, to tempt you? And if so, isn't it reasonable to assume that these evil spirits know something about your history, know something about your personality? And so when a person goes to a psychic, what's to prevent these evil spirits from telling the psychic all about your past, about your personality? Remember, Scripture tells us that men in the last days will follow the teachings of demons. And how can demons teach if no one can hear them? Obviously, human channels are chosen by the demons to receive their teachings. That shows that evil spirits can and do communicate to humans. So it shouldn't be a surprise that a psychic can be aware of your past, can be aware of your personality. But what about the future? Can psychics tell your future? Can they help you find your true love? Listen, only God knows what is going to happen in the future. Let's read about it in Isaiah 46:9 and 10. It says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Notice here that Jacksonville, God is declaring he has a capability like no other. God can see the future. He's not bound by time. Again, God emphasizes, there is none like me. The future is in God's hand, and that future cannot be known by you, by Satan, or by any evil spirit, unless God reveals it. So how do psychics know the future? Let me give you an example. A woman says something like this, "I went to a psychic, and she predicted my soulmate would come into my life, and sure enough, I met a man, and now we're happily married." Well, I want you to consider a couple of things here. First, psychic predictions are usually vague and non-specific. Whenever they get specific, they're nearly always wrong. And I'm going to go through some examples later where psychics get specific, and you'll see how many times they're wrong. Now, it is possible for anyone to make a lucky guess about the future. If President Obama and Mitt Romney were running for president, I can make a 50-50 guess who might win. Does that make me a psychic? No. Now here's something else. It's called the placebo effect, and doctors notice this in medicine. They would give patients an inert medicine. In other words, it contained no real medicine. There was nothing in the medicine that would cause any physical health improvement. And yet, to their amazement, people were getting better when they took these placebos. You see, there is power in suggestion. If a person truly believes something will make him better, in some cases, he'll actually get better. Different studies have found anywhere from 1 out of 5 to 1 out of 3 people are prone to this placebo effect. Now let's translate this into the world of psychics. A person goes into the psychic. The psychic tells him he will shortly meet his true love in life. Now, notice the prediction is short on actual details. There's no specific time mentioned, and very few specific details about who this person is. And so the man pays his $100 and leaves the psychic's office with absolute faith in this prediction. And as a result of his belief and faith, he has a newfound confidence around women, a confidence he never had before. And because of this confidence, he's able to meet and find a woman. And thus he can report back that the psychic's prediction came true. But did it really? Or did she merely inspire confidence that he really already had inside of himself? Well, let's check and see what happens when psychics attempt to make specific predictions about the future. What's their success rate? Well, let's take a look at the year 2012. In 2012, we find a whole slew of failed and forgotten psychic predictions. Each year, the world's leading psychics lay down their predictions in January, and then the website RelativelyInteresting.com reviews them a year later to see how they fared. Before reviewing their track record for 2012, however, let's consider a handful of significant news items that were not predicted by the psychics. Here's what the leading psychics failed to predict in 2012. New York and New Jersey being hit by Hurricane Sandy. If the psychics had been able to give some warning to the victims, I'm sure they would have greatly appreciated it. And what about the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado? 12 people were killed, many injured. What about the school shooting, the worst in American history, in Newton, Connecticut? What about the cruise ship that ran aground in Italy? And what about the death of Whitney Houston? If psychics have knowledge of the future, how could they have missed such major events in 2012? Well, let's see how the world's leading psychics fare now. Judy Heavenly is a teacher, astrologer, whose forecasts have appeared in many publications worldwide. The clientele includes royalty, former presidents, Hollywood movie stars, heads of state. She's featured in the book The Top 100 Psychics in America. Let's look at some of her failed predictions. She predicted an Emmy Award for Anderson Cooper TV talk show in 2012. But no, Anderson didn't win an Emmy. She made some economic predictions. Gold would reach $2,000 an ounce, and oil $130 a barrel. Well, gold never got much above $1,800 and has since dropped. Oil didn't hit $130, not even for a single day. She predicted Barack Obama's re-election, but she had a 50-50 chance on that one. She predicted power outages in Paris, Las Vegas, London, New York, and Los Angeles. Well, there were some outages in New York due to Hurricane Sandy, but she missed it on the other cities. And then there's Psychic Nikki, the psychic to the stars. Let's look at what she saw for 2012. Earthquake in Mexico City destroying most of the city. Nope, no earthquake. She saw a major breakthrough in the cure for breast cancer. Nope. No great breakthroughs in 2012. Giant earthquake in California. Nope, didn't happen. Animals and birds will attack people leading up to the end of 2012. Well, that's just silly. Weird weather conditions, including snow in Hawaii and the Caribbean. As far as we know, there was no snowfall in Hawaii or the Caribbean. Major earthquakes in Washington, Oregon, British Columbia, and Alaska. Now, you have to admit, that's a pretty smart pick, picking all a number of major states along the Pacific Ring of Fire, where earthquakes are common. You're bound to get one there sooner or later. She did, in fact, get one in British Columbia. Here's another prediction. stock market crash like the 1929 worldwide crash. Didn't happen. In fact, the stock market rallied. North Korea to attack South Korea and Japan. Didn't happen. An attack on the Vatican and the Pope. Nope. The Holy Grail will be found. It sure wasn't. A plane crashes into the White House in Washington, D.C. Nope, didn't happen. Ellen DeGeneres joining the Army for 1 week. No, she didn't. Sylvester Stallone nominated for a Tony Award. Nope, not in 2012. Madonna will break a leg. Well, she got close on this one. She actually did break a finger. A National Hockey League for Women to be formed. Nope, not in 2012. Not a good record. Well, what about Lamont Hamilton, an ordained minister, Reiki master, healing practitioner, registered hypnotherapist? He's been working in the paranormal field for over 25 years. Well, with all those impressive credentials, he ought to be pretty good at this, so let's look at some of his predictions. He predicted an accident around President Obama as he trips or falls in early 2012. Simply no evidence that ever happened. Here's another one, an Iranian revolution before late summer where the leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei or President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is removed from power. Sorry, it didn't happen. Would have been nice if it happened, but it didn't. He said Russia will encounter two setbacks in the space program in 2012 due to accidents or explosions within their launch vehicles. Well, in 2012, there were no notable accidents or explosions in Russia. President Barack Obama will face Mitt Romney in the presidential election. Well, that was true. It did happen. Although many non-psychics also predicted the same thing. He said Iran will see a nuclear-related explosion to one of its two reactors this year due to an accident or sabotage. Nope, no explosion. It didn't happen. He said there'll be a conflict in outer space this year between two countries, most likely involving Russia or Iran. It just didn't happen. Well, Blair Robertson's predictions are read every Monday morning by 20,000 readers globally. The Washington Times calls him their favorite prognosticator. Let's look at his psychic predictions for 2012. He said, I predict the Republicans will win the presidential election. Nope, Democrats did. He called for volcanic activity in the Northwest. There were no large eruptions in the Northwest in 2012. He said there'll be a bombing on a cruise ship this year. No bombings reported. He predicted North Carolina to be slammed and heavily damaged by storms in April. April was calm in North Carolina, although they did catch part of Hurricane Sandy in November. He said watch for major riots in Miami and London in the spring. Nope. Didn't happen. He called for a train crash in southern Europe caused by sabotage. There were some rail crashes that year, but none in southern Europe that were sabotage was suspected. He talked about a ferry boat capsizing the Philippines. Nope. No major Philippine ferry boat disasters in 2012. He called for volcanic activity in Italy. Didn't happen. He said, watch for a tsunami in the spring that will threaten the island of Tonga. There was no tsunami. He said Tiger Woods would win the U.S. Open this year. He didn't. The honor went to Webb Simpson. Now, in case you noticed, the psychics were nearly always wrong. Now, in some cases, psychics are right. Due to either educated guesswork, inside information, or just pure luck. But you see, only God knows the future, and there was no one else like him. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon found out that same thing. He wanted to understand a dream that he had. And so he called in the psychics. In Daniel 4:7 we read, "When all the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and fortune tellers came in, I told them the dream, but they could not tell me what it meant." Of course they couldn't. Nebuchadnezzar discovered that they were frauds. He turned to a true prophet of God, Daniel, for the meaning to his dream. Now I hope you notice that astrologers were part of the group that failed Nebuchadnezzar. For some reason, people think stars and planets somehow affect their destiny. Listen, people in ancient days thought stars and planets were some mystical powers shining in the sky. But listen, today we've got telescopes. We know what planets and stars are. Planets are big hunks of rock, and stars are burning balls of gas. These things simply have no power over your destiny. You're wasting your time reading the horoscope. First of all, the predictions in the horoscope are vague, just like the psychics. Second of all, they're self-fulfilling prophecies. If you're sitting down at breakfast reading the morning paper, and the horoscope says something good's going to happen to you today, and if you believe it, you'll jump on any good thing that happens during that day as a fulfillment of the prediction. And then your faith in the horoscope will grow. And the more faith you have in the horoscope, the more self-fulfilling predictions you'll encounter. And the more your faith grows, the more you're held in bondage to the horoscope. You'll be afraid to even go out the door until you read your horoscope for the day. I'm going to be frank with you tonight, Jacksonville. It's stupid to believe the horoscope. It's foolishness. I did an experiment once. I read the horoscope at the end of my day. And you know what? Not a single thing it said was true in my life that day. Not a single thing. You might ask, "Elder Anderson, why are you being so hard on the psychics and palm readers and astrologers? After all, what's the harm? What's the harm in shelling out $100 for a reading?" I'll tell you what the harm is. It's a deception. These things leave people in bondage. They take advantage of humans looking for answers by deceiving them. Like they did to Amanda Berry's mother. Here's some questions we ought to be asking the psychics. If psychics can really find missing people, why couldn't they find Amanda Berry, even though they had 10 years to find her? And why do we need Amber Alerts to find kidnapped children? Why don't we just call the psychics? Why don't psychics catch serial killers before they kill again? And have you ever wondered why different psychics give contradictory information? One says one thing and one says something else. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Whether you call them psychics or fortune tellers, they've existed for thousands of years, back to the time of Moses. And I want you to hear what God thinks of them. Look in Deuteronomy 18, starting in verse 9. It says, "When you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the detestable things of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or who uses divination." Now, divination is fortune-telling, trying to divine the future or divine the correct answer. So Scripture says, "Or one who uses divination, or one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets his omens," that's like tarot card reading, "or a sorcerer, or one who casts spells, or one who consults with familiar spirits." In other words, psychics or mediums. Continuing on, it says, "Or a spiritist, or one who calls upon the dead." That's a seance. Now listen as we go on here in Deuteronomy. It says, "For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so." The Israelites were absolutely forbidden to be involved in any of these activities. You know what people sometimes discover as they get deeply involved with psychics, or with palm readers, or with tarot cards, or with Ouija boards, or with astrology, or with UFOs, or ghosts? You know what they discover? Some people start experiencing paranormal events in their lives, such as hearing strange knocking noises in their homes, such as seeing apparitions in their homes, such as having a string of misfortunes, accidents, bad luck, financial disasters, vehicle problems, health issues, you name it. Some even start hearing voices in their head telling them evil things. Some feel an evil presence. If this describes you this evening, you need to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Here's what I need you to do this evening. First of all, repent of any participation in occult activities. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Number two, I want you to accept what Jesus did for you on the cross. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, you need to make Him the Lord of your life tonight. Jesus died for your sins. Colossians 1:12-14 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Third, we're going to pray for deliverance right now. Father, I come before You in the name of Jesus. I plead not my own righteousness, but I plead the blood of Jesus. And by the power invested in me as a minister of God, and in the name of Jesus, I command all demons to leave you. Whoever's listening right now, you want the devil gone from your life, reach out now and claim your deliverance by faith. Repeat after me, in the name of Jesus, I renounce participation with psychics, either through TV shows, newspapers, personal visits. I renounce every contact I've ever had with a psychic. I renounce participation with palm readers or fortune tellers. I renounce tarot cards. I renounce Ouija boards. In fact, if I have any tarot cards or Ouija boards or voodoo dolls or any such thing in my house, I agree to take them out now and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, I renounce my participation with violent forms of pornography. I renounce astrology, horoscopes. In the name of Jesus, I renounce participation with hypnosis. I renounce interest in ghosts. I renounce UFOs, Bigfoot, and all other paranormal activities. I break the bondage in the name of Jesus. I break every chain in the powerful name of Jesus. Father, Your word in Isaiah 10:27 says, "The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Father, I pray Your anointing to fall on every listening ear right now. I believe Your anointing is breaking yokes, breaking chains right now. Thank You, Father. Amen. Listen, Jacksonville, I want you to come out this Saturday and visit us. Look us up on the web, www.cog7jax.org. That's COG and the number 7, JAX.org. Come by and visit us at the corner of Old St. Augustine Road in Hartley and Mandarin. There is victory in the name of Jesus. Remember, that's www.COG, the number 7, JAX.org. God bless you.